Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College.
Approximately one in six Americans experiences food insecurity on a regular basis. And as Daphne Hernandez, assistant professor of nutrition at the University of Houston, explains, while food insecure families struggle to pay for healthy food, the roots of the problem go beyond economics.
The lack of access to healthy and affordable food is a multifaceted problem that goes beyond the lack of financial resources needed to buy food. It impacts all types of family structures, but is most prevalent among single-parent households. Figures from the U.S. Census indicate most single-parent households are headed by women, making the issue of food insecurity an important area of focus in the scope of women's health. The complexity of food insecurity as a women's health issue can be seen through the lens of other public health issues, such as domestic violence and depression. A study of nearly 2,000 women indicated that those who experienced domestic violence, whether physical, mental, or sexual, were 44% more likely to be depressed, and depression impacted their ability to ensure a food-secure household. Depression becomes then a key link that leads from domestic violence to food insecurity. The mental and physical fatigue and feelings of helplessness brought on by violence may decrease a woman's motivation to obtain and prepare healthy food. The fatigue and negative feelings not only impact her and result in a multitude of public health concerns, but also impact her children's development. Taking a systematic approach to address the food insecurity is a different way of thinking about how to address public health problems related to women. It is an approach that addresses the long-term public health-related problems associated with food insecurity and may be an important ingredient in improving the nutrition, health, and safety of mothers and their children and redefine the Hunger Games.
That was Daphne Hernandez of the University of Houston.
You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.